Welcome to the Two Word Review Podcast. I am Lucas. I'm joined with my good friends,
Jake
and Aaron. Again, you know, this is episode two. You know, we make it to six. It's approved concept.
Yep.
S1E6
means we're off the ground.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're a third of the way to proving the concept.
Exactly. So if we just keep at this for another month, then we have an idea.
Then we figure out what to do with the idea.
Yeah. Yep. That's where things start to get dangerous.
Exactly. And I'll throw in the wonderfully constructed tagline of a picture is worth a thousand words and a movie is worth two.
Beautiful.
And so this week we are going to be reviewing and discussing the 1960 film directed by Alfred Hitchcock, Psycho. So keeping in the vein of horror for the Spooktober, we will be talking about Psycho this week.
Heck yes. Spooktober. I love this movie.
Yeah, it's the time to watch horror movies. I think it's always the time to watch horror movies.
We do it year round, straight up.
It is October, so you really ought to spend a little bit of extra time watching a few horror movies.
Yep,
agreed. I've been helping friends of mine watch more horror movies because, like we kind of talked about last week, horror is often the genre that many people do not dare to dip their toe into.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I was talking about that last night even too, and it goes further than that. People give horror movies bad reviews because it disturbs them.
Yeah, and you're like,
that
what did you expect?
That makes me so angry. I'm like bruh, why are you giving this a... If it disturbed you...
It did what it was trying to
do. Exactly. Don't give that a low rating. It's like, oh, this movie was... We were watching, 14 Cameras, and I went on IMDb and I was reading some reviews, and somebody was like, this movie is like... this movie is like an hour and a half of having your arm in a meat grinder. And I'm like, perfect. That's why you turn these movies on. Yeah. Come on. That's not a bad thing.
You don't turn on a movie like that expecting it to have like a wholesome ending.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. It's like, I'm so sorry that this movie disappointed you because it actually did what it advertised.
To be uplifted by the wholesome messages that come through Satan worship and demonic possession.
You know, every once in a while, there's a horror movie with a good moral. Every once in a while.
Yeah.
But it's a...
It teaches in reverse, teaches you what not to do. That's how they work.
Yeah. And oftentimes they're just very unique storytellers. You know, like horror directors and writers are very unique in the way they tell stories, usually. Obviously, there's cliches as well, just like with anything, but horror is just very experimental and I just love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yep. And so with that, I think we'll hop right into Psycho.
Heck yes.
I will go first with my two-word review.
Oh boy.
So I just rewatched this a few days ago. I will give my review and we can go around and give the reviews and then we can kind of expound on them. But the words that I came up with were suspenseful and tense.
I like it. I like it.
Wow.
Okay. I'm trying to, like, I have the words in my head, but I want to make sure that it's the way I want to say it. All right. Original and twisted.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's good.
That's a good one.
Mine, it's a classic and spooky.
Oh, very nice. I like it.
I mean...
Spooky for Spooktober.
It's classic. Alfred Hitchcock, you know, like there's actually some really good filmmaking in this movie.
Oh, yes.
And it's legitimately good. Also spooky.
Yeah.
It really is.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, after rewatching this, I was kind of looking up stuff about it and trivia and all that good stuff.
Oh, did you get into like the whole light and dark stuff that's going on with the...
Some of that, but I was more looking into like how it was made and kind of Alfred Hitchcock by this point was a pretty renowned director. This was not like an early on movie, but he had been making huge budget films that he was kind of getting tired of and he just wanted to make something in black and white again with like no budget, with actors that no one had heard of, just to make it all the more scary. And so historically, he is in all of his movies, like he has a small cameo, or whatever. And he puts his cameo early on in this movie. So
yeah, he's
that people,
on that street corner through the window, isn't he?
Yep, it's like very beginning of the movie. And he puts himself in so that people don't look for him throughout the rest of the movie, so that they're focused on
the
rest of the plot.
Mm, yeah, exactly. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yep. And a big part of why this movie was made is because someone said... So there's another movie called Diabolique, which was a French movie, French horror movie, also very good. That it was like, wow, they outdid Hitchcock. It's the best horror film ever made. And so he took that very personally and then made Psycho in response to that, basically.
Nice. It's legendary.
And he did well with it.
It's like, not even like my parents' generation, but my parents' parents' generation. It's the offensive movie.
Oh, yeah. And like watching it nowadays, like, yeah. It is so tame.
Yeah. Oh, man. Like, yeah. It's like borderline PG.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. But
it has some really cool concepts.
Oh, yeah.
It is like, I want to just echo what Aaron said. Like, it is kind of that offensive movie for that generation. Cause I remember, like, when I was young, we watched the new, I'm saying new and it's 2020, but the newer Charlie and the Chocolate Factory that has that Psycho reference. And our aunt got like super offended by it. She was like, that should not be in a kid's movie. That is absolutely unacceptable. And so that, of course, made me all curious about Psycho. It's like, what? Like, I know. You know, you say that around a kid and then all of a sudden they're just totally interested.
Yeah.
Of course, they're doing that because of the chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Clever idea.
Come on. That's the last Tim Burton movie I actually like. Fight me, but I think I will go as far as Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I thought they did pretty good.
Yeah. All right, but like, okay, here's the thing about this movie. Like, I absolutely love Psycho. It is also on my top 25 horror movies list. Mm-hmm. There's multiple reasons. The filmmaking in it's amazing. Cinematography is awesome. The use of light and dark, obviously without color, is really cool. I do like black and white. I don't always like black and white, but I think that the limitation of only having black and white makes them be very creative with lighting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I love that. And so anyways, the filmmaking's really good, but furthermore, and this kind of goes into what my review was, this is the granddaddy of the horror movies that I love most. This is the granddaddy. I love psychological horror movies that really could happen. They're founded in reality, not supernatural. I love movies like this. I like supernatural horror movies. I like good monsters every once in a while, yeah. But like, my favorite horror movies are always realistic, like all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Psycho could happen, theoretically. I mean, you know, the dude's crazy. I mean, the storyline, I was just about to go into the story, but I don't want to spoil if you haven't seen it. Just, it's very, very, very cool story.
Absolutely.
So,
and with the, you know, the ending as well, that is another classic twist. I would go as far to say that is one of the best twist endings.
So cool.
It's very well done.
So
too.
So good.
Like, I really like the acting.
The
in
way
it.
That they it's kind good. Of the whole movie up to that point, they don't even make you suspect it at all. Like, yeah. There's not really anything.
It's honestly that,
like rewatching
twist.
It, you can look for stuff, but they do a very, very good job of making you realize, wow, yeah, that works, yep. But also not just like throwing it out to you.
See, the funny,
I heard though that is there really sequels?
There are.
Yes, there are. Yeah, there are three sequels. I looked at that as well.
Oh, boy.
They really have.
And a remake.
That's bad news.
Very bad news.
They really
remake
have.
Might not be bad news.
Okay, so the remake is apparently shot for shot and in color, but with different actors, and I've heard it's not very good.
I don't know why you do shot for shot remakes.
I don't know either. It's like, why would you not just watch the original?
It's like, if you're going to do it, at least put your own twist on it. But like, they actually have the actor for Norman Bates in at least Psycho 3.
No, they have him in all three sequels. Of them. Yeah.
I
don't want to watch those.
They shouldn't have done it. But I agree. But you know what? The original is incredible.
Exactly.
And here's what I'm going to say. There's that Bates Motel show that just ended about 2 years ago, and that show is an exploration of the story.
So good.
And I just have to say that is also incredible. I don't know about these other sequels and stuff, but that show seriously is paced really well, and the acting is just, I don't know, man. That's pretty, that's like top five TV shows for me.
It's top five for me too. Like, it's some of the best characters I've ever seen. And they are just so bold in their storytelling. Like, things happen and they affect the entirety of the rest of the show. Like, it's not just, oh no, problem of the week, and then we get it solved and next week we'll be back with a new episode. It's like legit, that is very well written.
Yeah, or no, they don't bait you either. Like, you know, leave it in an impossible situation so you'll watch the next episode. Like, if they create an impossible situation, it's never forgotten.
Yeah.
It's like, woo.
It just starts and then culminates till the end of the show.
Anyway,
just keeps going.
I really like the psycho stuff. I really do.
Oh, yeah. And it's actually interesting. I was just talking to Matt about it last night. Like, Bates Motel has a really interesting timeline too, because it's actually a prequel and sequel to Psycho.
Yeah, that's
Psycho definitely. Takes place inside Bates Motel, which is kind of cool.
Matt being the producer of the show.
Yeah,
yeah, is Matt the producer?
Yeah, yeah, Matt being the producer of the show.
Matt being the producer of the show.
He probably will never be present.
Well,
perhaps.
Yeah, the producer has been known to wander, but the producer always, he pitches these ideas to the big wigs. He keeps the paychecks flowing.
Yep.
We appreciate what he does for us.
He keeps the lights on and the AC flowing.
We do thank Matt for this opportunity to make this show. So, you know, if you're here, keep listening. We need the numbers. otherwise, Matt, we will get canceled.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, Matt's trying to pitch
Matt's
this
gonna pull
stuff.
Pull a plug
to,
on us, quite literally.
No, Matt doesn't pull a plug. Matt's out there trying to pitch the show to people in Hawaiian shirts, you know, out there in Hollywood. And he does what he can. But if we're not pulling in the numbers, you know, he has a really hard time.
Matt, bless his heart, he would keep us open if he can.
That being said, man, he can sell just about anything. And for that, I'm grateful.
Likewise. But I have yet to watch Bates Motel. I'm going to start watching it this week.
Yes. Nice.
Because after rewatching this, I was like, dang, I need to watch that show.
You do.
Because I've heard how great it is. And also, I would, after rewatching it, I would say that Psycho is probably my number one favorite horror movie. And if not number one, definitely top 10.
It's a good pick.
It's really good.
Just rewatching it, it's just so good.
You know what's funny so is, good. Like, just going back to what you're saying about the twist, like, the twist is amazing. And when I saw it, I thought I knew the twist.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Yeah.
And I got messed over. I was like, man, this movie's already spoiled for me, but I want to see it anyway. And then it surprised me again. And I was like, yep. Dang.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, you probably haven't heard what the twist ending is. It's not ever like tweeted like all the time. Like the Sixth Sense one is
popular.
That's a very popular final scene or like ending twist. But Psycho, you never really find or see anywhere unless you're specifically looking for it. But it's a good one. It's a really, really good one.
If you're listening now, don't go look it up because you probably will get
spoiled. Watch the movie.
Just watch it.
Like an hour and a half long. It's totally worth it. Especially like if you're looking for a good horror movie for Halloween and you've not decided on one yet, Psycho is another super solid one.
Surefire.
With that, we're going to experiment with a new segment here. Word associations. So one of us is going to give another a word. They have to come up with a movie, the first movie that comes to their mind associated to that word, and then give it a two-word review. So we're going to go around the circle here, sing a few kumbayas, exchange a few word associations.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Who's up first?
Let's have you go to Lucas first.
All right. Lucas, you ready?
I'm ready.
Can't overthink this.
Okay.
Just got to...
First movie, dude.
Nail them. Okay, you ready? Pigs.
Charlotte's Web. I almost said Black Mirror, but that's not a movie.
I know, first episode. Oh,
I also know why that came.
Man. If that's what comes to your mind when they say pigs, wow, yeah, bless your heart, dog.
Bless your heart. You got a dark world up there.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Charlotte's Web, two-word review. I would
be
say
be careful, this is a fourth grader's classic.
And remember Hollywood Hollywood,
Hollywood
producers
is,
are listening.
They're listening.
I'll say sad and overrated.
Okay, taking a little jab at it.
A
little jab at salutations.
Okay, Jake. Tall.
I haven't even seen it, so I can't do that one. Tall. Flubber, bro. I don't know, bro.
What came to your mind that you haven't seen?
Slender Man. Just because the word tall. That's where I went.
Boy,
I haven't seen it.
Don't get me started on that movie either.
Okay, literally, this is the crappiest reason why. I don't know. But this is word associations, and I ain't going to lie. It was Flubber, and it's because of the scene It's not even tall. It's
the
just
Robin
because
Williams
he
flubber,
jumped.
Just to clarify.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
when it's when he jumped.
Yeah.
And then I just thought, like, tall, like basketball. And then,
oh, boy. Wow.
That was.
You live in a strange world. All right. Well, let's hear it. Flubber. Cinemagic.
Robin Williams peak, I would go as far to argue.
I would go as far as to say.
I won't say youthful and slimy.
Hey, that's a throwback to. Hey, youthful and slimy.
You know what?
That is the blob.
Yeah,
I don't make fun of me.
I would give it green and boingy.
That's
probably what I'd say.
Yeah,
because whenever I think of Flubber, that's all I think of is that green
thing. I know,
thing.
And it's a crying shame, too, because like, that's not even. Flubber's a remake.
Yeah.
What's the original called? It's that I can't remember.
It's not called Flubber, but Flubber is the name of
the absent-minded professor, I believe.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
I saw the original as well. I think it's pink in the
original.
It's
pink.
Like I hardly.
It doesn't. There's no booty.
There's no booty.
No booty.
No green boingy booty.
No. No green boingy booty. No green boingy booty happening.
All I can say is like.
Is that where green and boingy came from? Was it just that image?
Just that glass green boingy booty. Like, no, my thing is like.
That is.
Ooh. That's exactly what it is, though. I don't even remember the storyline whatsoever. I just remember this scene where he jumps on the basketball court.
Yeah.
I remember another scene where like he throws it up and then it like falls on somebody's head or something.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the story. So green and boingy.
Go and give that one a spin.
All right.
Robin Williams really
nailed it.
He outdid himself.
He outdid himself.
Finally.
Honestly, we do not deserve Flubber.
That there is a reason he won an Oscar for that performance.
What I love is that like seriously, every elementary school kid of that era remembers Flubber
because
you watched it in school.
Well, no, you
probably
you see freaking that advertisement and that is like maybe it's a developing mind of a different age, because the developing mind of the current age, they just want rainbows, unicorns, and
ponies,
ADD to the max material, like the Lego Movie. Holy crap.
Hey man, don't bang on the first one.
It's a pretty funny movie though.
The first one's good.
I actually like the first one.
I think, you know, ultimately, okay, I have a whole theory that for another time, but like Emperor's New Groove, Kronk, in that Kronk character, after we all knew Kronk, we can't unknow Kronk.
Yeah.
And every family movie since Emperor's New Groove has had a Kronk in it.
Yeah, and Kronk is a character type.
Yeah.
That is
absolutely.
Kronk
is the title.
Kronk is the cinematically used title for that type of character.
You know how they call him this joke might be a little too spicy for a podcast. Never mind.
Oh.
I was going to say in literary terms, you know how they talk about Christ figures?
Uh-huh.
Now in like movies, there are Kronk figures.
Yeah, definitely. Kronk is an arc that objectively exists. All right. And I'm just making the point that Flubber, you know, was what the ADD, you know, Lego Movie 2 is, you know, to a different generation.
Yeah, it is.
That's all I'm trying to get.
Kronk was the silliest guy.
Just such a silly
back in the
fella.
Day, he was just so silly.
He was just the perfect embodiment
of how silly,
how
all right,
youthful
all right,
we were.
Give me an association.
All right.
Oh, this requires focus.
First movie, dude. And even if it's Flubber.
No, not if it's Flubber. Don't repeat. Yeah.
All right, no repeats. Cryptic.
Gargoyles.
I haven't even seen Gargoyles.
I have not seen that either.
okay.
I think I'm bordering on TV show as well, but there was that 90s cartoon, Gargoyles, right?
Yeah, that's a TV show. That's not. That's cheating.
That's what came to my mind.
That's cheating.
I have to go with it.
He had a TV show. I also thought of a movie I hadn't seen.
Cryptic, all right. National Treasure.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, I mean.
Yep.
But Gargoyles is so much cooler, and it obviously
censored. There are rules in this house of books.
National Treasure.
Okay.
It is cryptic and neat.
Nice.
Cryptic and
meat. You used his own word against him.
If it was me, I would have said cryptic and oven. That's what I would have said.
I know. I was definitely thinking about, you know, cooking the Constitution.
I would have said cryptic and oven. Oh,
another thing we don't deserve is Nicolas Cage putting the Constitution in the oven.
No. It's the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That is another, I think, classic of people who are our ages, childhood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just that 2004,
that was the first time
era.
People our age were red-pilled. Yeah. Was National Treasure.
You know the coolest moment I thought was so freaking cool is that part where he has the ink with the black light?
Yeah.
I was like, that is... Because do you remember they used to make those pens?
Spy toys.
That movie made me want to get those.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I remember I had a pen like that, and I was like, oh, it's just like in National Treasure.
I am Nicolas Cage.
Just like what my favorite actor Nicolas Cage does.
My favorite actor, Nicolas Cage, National Treasure, Flubber, World Cross. What do you call those?
Crossovers?
Creating a multiverse.
Oh, yeah.
This is a
Charlotte's
multiverse.
Web.
What do they call it? Deep fake of Robin Williams. He makes a comeback to the silver screen.
With the green boingy butt on Robin Williams. Literally, Army 3.
The Declaration of Independence.
In the
only one.
In the
only one way.
And
that we
Charlotte's
can solve.
Web is the pig from that is just there.
Our movies, legit, you guys, were National Treasure, Charlotte's Web, and Flubber.
I'm actually very surprised that Babe didn't come to your mind when I
those
said
those are ballers.
Yeah.
Babe is, you know, another one.
I was actually born to the movie Babe.
You were born.
Yep. Are you serious? It was playing
it
in
was
the room.
It was playing in the room as I was birthed.
Dude, well, it's a sacred film now.
I think that's a new tradition. We got to talk about Lucas's birth as
yeah,
often
because
as
we
possible.
Talked about it last week, too.
Dude, I'm going to be like, when it gets to the point where my firstborn child is born, I'm going to be like, I want a National Treasure playing in the room.
There you go.
You know, just because
I will not have Flubber playing in the room.
Actually, I might just do Flubber because it's boingy, and for some reason
just
that
like
fits
your
a birth
child.
It'll come out boingy.
The first face my newborn sees, Kronk.
Kronk.
He will be a Kronk in all manner of Kronkness.
He'll be a Kronk character.
Imprint on him, Kronk.
Kronk figure.
Okay, well, that, I think, was some fun goofs.
That was some fun goofs.
That was some fun goofs.
Again, we are experimenting. If you hated that and never want to hear it again, just let us know.
And don't let the door hit your flubber butt on the way out.
if you freaking killjoy.
If you don't ever want to hear that again,
if you have a negative opinion about our podcast,
you can literally
just keep it to yourself.
Unfollow us, and I'm fine with that. Just walk the other direction.
Yeah, you know what? We'll totally survive with only 13 followers.
No. Twinkies, cockroaches, and this podcast. You can't hurt us.
You can't kill us because we're already dead.
Yep.
That's exactly.
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 So, Halloween. Good time to be dead.
Good time to be dead.
Good time to be spooked.
Spooktober.
It's still going. We'll probably do a horror next week as well.
Yay.
Seriously, though, go and give Psycho a watch.
Absolutely. For real. It is so good.
We'll treat you with something fresh next week as well.
Yep. For sure. Again, thank you for listening. If you like it, throw us a subscribe and smash that like button.
Hit the bell as well.
Hit the bell.
Oh, my God.
Keep your notifications on.
I'm making fun of him, dude.
Oh, man.
No crossovers. Don't even get me started about
modern YouTube right now.
Okay, well, luckily, that's not what this is about. Hopefully, you enjoyed our reviews of Psycho, the 1960 Alfred Hitchcock classic. If you ever have any suggestions on what you'd like us to review and talk about, just let us know. And keep on listening, keep on booling, and have a wonderful Spooktober. This is the Two Word Review Podcast, where a picture is worth 1,000 words. Nope. Yes, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Come on.
And a movie's worth 2.
That's the one.
That's the one.